What a perfect lead-in to our conversation, as he described himself as Canadian, because that's the country that he came from to the United States. And that's the question that I'm asking you is, how do you self-identify where you're from if you're asked? Now, maybe you have some sort of an accent. And so people are, oh, where are you from? Try and identify where it's from. So maybe that is what you're assuming in that. And so it's the place that you came from where your style of speaking developed. If it's someone locally, maybe you get down to a more nitty-gritty level to even the neighborhood you're from. I'd like to hear how you self-identify and under what conditions that you talk about it. 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722. We're such a vast area with people that have come from so many different places. I'm curious to hear how we talk about where we're from, given that diversity. Melinda in Atwater Village, Los Angeles. You ever answer and someone says where you're from, you say Atwater Village?
Occasionally, yes. It depends on where I am. If I'm talking to someone from Los Angeles, I'll say, do you know where Los Feliz is? Yes. Okay, we're at the foot of the hills of Los Feliz, Atwater Village.
Right at the LA River, yeah. That's great. But how do you, what sort of other ways do you refer to where you're from?
So I happen to be a California LA native. So I'm like a unicorn. There's like six of us in the whole state. So I do make a proud point of that to people. Like, yeah, but you're a transplant. Okay, but you lived in Valencia or whatever. Whereas I'm like an actual Los Angeles native.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Melinda, I appreciate it. 866-893-KPECC or the Yer Talk page, kpecc.org. One of the things that I was aware of when I was a boy was that with many African-American kids that I would meet, they would refer to themselves as being from Los Angeles, not if they lived in South Los Angeles, from South LA, or from Watts if they lived in Watts. And this came clear to me when I went to a summer camp and I was the only white boy in the cabin. I think there were six of us that shared a cabin. The other the kids were African American. And so I said, oh, you know, where are you from? Where are you from? And all of them, Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Los Angeles. It was interesting how it struck me because I wasn't used to hearing people, because usually they'd say, oh, I'm from Hollywood, or I'm from Lawndale, or, you know, I'm from Inglewood, or whatever. So it's interesting to hear, because this is after the Watts riots, and I'm sure for those who, because once I asked, you know, more where in L.A., I got much more specific, oh, Watts, or, I think for many kids growing up in those communities, there was a sense of being stigmatized as a result. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Robert in Bradbury, which is in the foothills of the San Gabriel Valley. Robert, how do you tell people, what do you say where you're from?
Well, I tell people that I'm from London because people are usually reacting to hearing my accent. So I kind of figure that although I consider myself an Angelino, that's really the question that they're asking.
Yeah, because they want to identify the accent. Now, do you then get to the community? Because if you live in Bradbury, a gorgeous place, but kind of small and not too many people know about Bradbury.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really usually say Bradbury. Sometimes I say Duarte just to simplify the conversation.
Yeah.
You know, it is pretty small and not very high profile. But also, one of the things I noticed when I first moved to America was that the question actually had a different meaning from what I was used to in the UK. So in the UK, people would say, oh, where do you come from? And what they were really asking was, are you from Liverpool? Are you from Manchester? Are you from Southwest?
Yeah.
But over here, it actually meant sort of, what is your heritage?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, when I first came over, I've often visited Wisconsin or Minneapolis. And actually what they really meant was, are you ancestrally from Germany? Or are you from England or are you Native American? And I was very confused initially because it didn't actually really mean.
Yeah, the same as it did in the UK. Robert, I appreciate that. Thank you. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. And of course, you know, there are cases here where people were multi-generation Americans, but because of being Latino or some other surname, which might indicate the family, you know, immigrated, as most of our families did, from elsewhere. Then the question means, like, where are you from, as though you came from there, even though you grew up in the Los Angeles area or in the United States generally. It's like, well, I'm from America. I'm from L.A. 866-893-KPECC. The Air Talk page, kpecc.org. When people ask, where are you from, how do you identify yourself? Is it the area where you were born, where you migrated or immigrated from? Is it the neighborhood where you live? How do you describe it? 866-893-KPCC. We'll be back in 1 minute. Oh, where are you from? That's the question we're answering together. 866-893-KPECC, the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Sarah in Mount Washington says, I'm a London and Miami-based Cuban Guyanese American. I was born in the U.S., so I identify as American. My mom is white Cuban. My dad is black Guyanese, and I'm white passing. Growing up in the 80s in Miami, after having been in London, we were multiracial before multiracial conversations were happening in the States. I live in L.A. because it's one of the most multiracial communities in America. Boy, is that true. And Sarah, it's one of the great things we're able to tout. I appreciate your joining us with that comment. Paul in Alhambra says, it's difficult because I arrived here in 1978. People still ask me where I'm from. I've lived in Lakewood for 23 years, but they insist I'm not from here. I'm originally from Santiago, Chile. I don't mind being considered a foreigner, and I've made my peace from it. Sometimes I wish they would just take me at my word for it. Paul, thanks very much. It's kind of what I was talking about earlier with it'll be a little confusing when people are saying, where are you from? When you've been here all your life, maybe your parents been here all your life, or you've been here decades like yourself. Dana of Whittier says, all a matter of context. When I'm out of the U.S., I don't want to focus on a city no one knows about, so I say I'm from L.A. Usually I give a general answer to protect my identity, but not to debate over cultural or racial histories. And Jim in Eagle Rock says, because I've lived so many places, I wouldn't really be able to answer that question. I'm originally from the East Coast, then moved to Holland, Madrid, and France, where I had my kids and met my wife. After that, I moved between the U.S. and Europe, and I've been living in L.A. since 2012. Yeah, Jim, it'd be a long answer. No question. 866-893-KPECC. Let's talk with, Spencer in Beverly Hills. Spencer, how do you answer the question?
Hey, so when I first moved to Los Angeles, I would say San Jose, and people wouldn't know what I was talking about. So I started saying that I was from San Francisco. And then when I would get the, but are you really from San Francisco? I'd go, no, I'm from San Jose. And then eventually throughout the years of living in L.A., people started going like, oh, well, why didn't you just say San Jose? Like, they didn't know it when I first moved to L.A. And now people know it well enough where they go, oh, are you really from San Jose? And I go, yes, I'm really from San Jose. So it kind of had to evolve.
Well, and what if you weren't really from San Jose, but you're from Santa Clara or Milpitas or something? You know, it's like you keep getting down to the smaller and smaller city as you go.
Yeah, but I'm actually from San Jose. So
from San Jose proper. All right. Hey, Spencer, thanks very much. 866-893-KPECC. Brian in Glendale, how do you answer when people ask, where are you from? Brian, you there? Nope. Okay. Let's talk with Richard in Larchmont Village. Richard, you ever tell people that when they ask where you're from Larchmont Village?
Well, I'm a fourth-generation native Californian on both parents' side and fourth-generation native Aunt Helena, born here downtown on my mother's side. And for 10 years for my work, I moved to Boston, Massachusetts. And because my family's always been very politically in involved and aware, and I was the first birth year to be able to register to vote at 18. I immediately re-registered to vote and went to a municipal primary voting in the Central Library. As I came out, WBC, their local news radio station, was doing an exit poll, and a woman came up to me and said, "Would you like to participate?" And I said, "Of course." And her first question is, "What nationality are you?" Well, we're kind of mutts, but we've been here for 160 years. So I said, "Well, I don't really know." And she said, "Well, are you Irish, Italian?" I said, "Well, check the box that says other and write Californian."
Oh, it's a nation state, right? We're big enough. Richard, thanks very much. 866-893-KPECC. Tom in San Diego says, "By American accounts, I'd be considered Latino. When I moved to Canada, they recognized me as American. But living in the States, people always question where I came from. When you're Latino, saying you're from L.A. isn't good enough. People always want to know more." Tom, thank you for that comment. 866-893-KPECC. Nicolene writes on our Facebook page, "I was born in Rotterdam, but everyone thinks I'm Latino or Italian. They ask me where I'm from. I just tell them Monrovia. If they don't know where that is, I always say next door to Pasadena." That's the kind of thing I was talking about. Tony writes on the Facebook page, "Well, I'm not an Angeleno. I'm from Orange County. So when people ask, I say from Orange County, born and raised, and I don't ever say the OC. That's Tony writing on the Facebook page. These are great. Thank you so much. Let's see. Blake in West Los Angeles, how do you answer that question of where you're from?
Hi. Well, my dad was military career, so I bounced around my first 17 or 20 years, not only between my dad, but between my dad and my mom, who was married to another officer. So it was 2 years here, 3 years there. I was born in England, but I left when I was an infant. I still identify a little bit, but I have dual citizenship. But I basically grew up all over America, in the Southwest, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, the Midwest in three different states, Hawaii in the 70s for 4 years. When people ask me where I'm from, if I want to give them a short answer, I just say the Midwest, because that's where I went to high school and junior high.
Pan-U.S. Blake, thank you. I appreciate it. Let's see. We have a comment. Julie in the Valley writes on the page, "I usually say from L.A. unless people asking about my accent, in which case I say Scotland. I think I sound 100% American," Julie writes, "but apparently not, as I get asked the question quite often." MG writes, "I say I'm originally from India, but now an American citizen and living in L.A. for the last 40 years. Vince writes on the page, "I like to say I'm a little Armenian to move the conversation where I want it to go." Vince says, "I'm fifth generation Chinese American," but talking about the neighborhood, of course, Little Armenia. All right. Let's see. We've got Yiquan in Buena Park. Yiquan, real quickly, I'm short. How do you answer that?
Hi, Larry Mantle. Thank you for my call. I was born and raised in Seoul, Korea, and then when I was 20, I moved back to United States. So I've been living in state about 35 years, and then I lived in Philadelphia last 15 years, and about 7 years in Texas. So it depends on that who I'm talking to, and then I tell them, you know.
So sometimes they're going to get the full story, but if it's like limited time, how do you answer that, where you're from?
I just tell them that, you know, I am from Korea.
Okay, from Korea, even though you've been here 30-plus years. Yiquan, thank you so much. Kelly in Venice says, "When my wife and I took a rafting trip down the Colorado River, everyone felt weird when we said we were from L.A. But when I said I was from Venice Beach, people were more warm. They thought, oh, what cool hippies." Kelly, hey, thanks for that. And Curtis, who's my age in Sherman Oaks, says, "I identify as a native Angeleno, born at Queen of Angels Hospital in Hollywood, grew up in the San Fernando Valley, 61, been here my whole life." Curtis, maybe we were born close day apart. I was born downtown L.A., California Hospital, right near L.A. Live. Have a great day from all of us at Air Talk.